It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
Right. Welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chad Summers. I'll be your host today. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today is July 3rd, 2026, also known as the eve of the 250th birthday of the United States, my home country. May not be yours since this is broadcast worldwide, but yeah, that is in fact where I live, and we're celebrating tomorrow. So pretty stoked about that. Still doing mini episodes. Got the second phase, the next phase of the Lunch Show just around the corner. That's going to be awesome. Don't miss that. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss that. We're going to be around for years and years. So yeah. But just to want to do a couple headlines here while we're here, because that is what we do. This one from Fox News. This is what's on their top story right now on their website. Ma'am Donnie's advice for seniors gets mocked after urging New Yorkers to limit AC use. Okay, well, that's how it starts. It starts with urging, and then it becomes law. They'll start selling AC units that you cannot set below 78, you know, because that's what the temperature he's urging people to run their AC at. 78, I just saw him say it. So, yeah, he's a sick individual. And I hope the people that voted for him sweat so badly they cannot sleep. But, yeah, they're all a bunch of sickos. So, next story. Actually, I don't have a headline, but I just want to announce that USA is still alive in the World Cup soccer tournament. I think they call it football outside of the U.S., but we'll call it soccer since, you know, we're the greatest country in the world, and what we say goes. Yes, the soccer tournament, we are in round 16. I don't follow this stuff, but I'm just sharing it with you. I feel like it's my duty. So round 16 will take place on July 6th in Seattle, Washington at Lumen Field at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time against Belgium. I don't know if I mentioned that yet, but yeah, Belgium. We kicked Belgium's ass in everything, so we should kick their ass in the soccer game, you would think, right? So, okay, well, I've got a good news story to close this episode out, this shorty episode. This one's from Newsmax. Trump's $46 billion border, quote, smart wall, unquote, underway. Well, I knew we had a wall, like, currently being erected. But, yeah, I guess this is a smart wall, you know, kind of like your phone. Not my phone. Mine's smartphone, too. It's just not an iPhone. It's not that smart. But, yeah, I'll read just the first paragraph. For decades, all that separated the U.S. from Mexico was barbed wire. You know, that worked real well. Now, after a massive infusion of cash from Congress, President Donald Trump's administration is swiftly building what it has dubbed a smart wall, a combination of 30-foot-tall steel fencing and an array of sophisticated technology like sensors, cameras, and towers, allowing Border Patrol to surveil the territory. Yes. Now we're talking. I don't know if it's even that smart, like, to figure that out, that that's what we need. Yeah, armed guardsmen, that could probably help, you know? Hey, if I climb up this wall, I might get shot. So, yeah, that might work. But, yeah, got to get her up. Got to get her up and completed so the next Democrat president can take it down. Jesus. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're in trouble, folks. But, you know, what the thing is we got to remember is this is not a racial thing. There's people of all races, colors, and creeds in this country. That's not what it's about. It's about legalization. It's that simple. It's that just because your country borders ours doesn't give you permission to live here. You know, it's not like, oh, well, it's convenient, so we'll get it. What about the people in Australia that want to live here? Sorry, you don't border the U.S. geographically, physically, you're not right up next to us, you know, like Canadians and Mexico. So it's not permitted. It's all bad, and you know, it's got to be corrected. But yeah, that's actually the good news story, because you know, we're trying to correct the problem. I've got Mexican friends, neighbors, and you know, it is what it is. We're cool. But yeah, you gotta. It's a private club, and if you're not a member, you got to get the hell out. It's pretty simple. But we are going to call that an episode, and I hope y'all have a safe 4th of July. Don't be out drinking and driving. I'm not kidding you. They are looking for you, and you don't want that weighing on you if you were to injure someone or something like that, or even kill someone. Terrible. So just be smart about it. Do the whole ride share thing. I think you can even call a cab again. They're popping up now. Cab companies are popping up. And that, if you're out on the water, that doesn't mean you're okay to drink and drive. Like the Marine Patrol, they're going to nail you too. They're going to be everywhere. So yeah, just be smart about it. Go get hammered. Absolutely. Go get hammered. But, you know, be smart about getting hammered. All right, we're going to call that an episode. Happy 250 years since our creation. And we're going to keep going until, you know, we completely collapse. We're going downward, unfortunately. Like I don't even want to get, we'll save that for another episode. I don't want to get dark, but it's real. All right, folks, I'm calling that the episode. Have a good one and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.